Stop, reflect, refocus. This is Going Deeper from the Salvos.
Don't you find inspirational sayings to be, well, inspirational? There's a desk calendar that has a cartoon on one side and on the other side a puzzle, a quiz, or a quote. A recent quote was from Thomas Edison. He said, "Our greatest weakness lies in giving up. The most certain way to succeed is always to try just one more time." If there's one person who proved the wisdom of that, it was him. After many failed attempts, Edison succeeded in developing a long-lasting bulb, the first commercially practical incandescent electric light bulb, but only after he experimented with hundreds of different options to come up with the right filament. Imagine how long it would have taken the world to get light if he'd given up after a few attempts. Maybe you feel like giving up to be a good person, worn down by your constant failure to do the right thing. You might be on the same wavelength as St. Paul, who wrote, "I want to do what is good, but I don't. I don't want to do what's wrong, but I do it anyway." The bad news is you'll never be good enough, but the good news is that you don't have to be. Moses was a murderer. David was an adulterer. Paul enthusiastically hunted down and persecuted the early Christians. These guys are three of the many key figures in the Bible. But God forgave them and went on to use them to do great things for the eternal future of mankind. If God forgave them, and He did, why won't He forgive us? Maybe it's time for us to forgive ourselves and try one more time, and another, and another.